Editor's note. Barry Today is running profile stories on candidates for city council in each of the city's 10 wards. For more election coverage, visit our 2022 municipal election page by clicking here, where you can also find mayoral profiles and other election news. Andre Jamerko says he wants to help Barry continue to grow. The 22-year-old real estate agent, who has lived in Barry for the past 13 years, hopes to win a seat representing Ward 1 in the city's northeast end in the October 24th municipal election. "I want to help Barry grow in the right direction. We've seen a lot of changes in the last few years, especially in Ward 1, and I wanted to be an advocate and a voice to help address the issues that are going on," Jamerko told Barry Today when asked why he decided to throw his hat in the ring. Given the area's proximity to Georgian College, Jamerko believes there needs to be a focus on the construction of more purpose-built student housing. "The college has grown in so many amazing ways over the last decade, but the housing supply has barely increased," he said, adding he'd like to see the creation of new, safe, clean, and well-managed housing for students. "That helps residents and families to move back in and be able to live in and enjoy Ward 1. Also topping Jamerko's priority list is road repair and an increased police presence, adding he believes there has been a jump in crime in Ward 1 over the last year. "There are a lot of overdue roads in Ward 1 that we need to focus on, roads that have been left behind. There has been an increase in crime in Ward 1 over the last year. Even more so last week, and I think that's something that really needs to be addressed and not accepted as status quo," said Jamerko, referring to an August 12 break-in that resulted in one person being sent to hospital. Jamerko says he will bring fresh energy and a new perspective to the council table and believes those attributes will help council get back to the basics and drive results. "Being in real estate, it's service and communication oriented. I can't not take a phone call or not answer back, or I am losing a client. That reflects on my business and my other clients as well," Jamerko said, adding he will bring that same dedication to the role of counselor to ensure that all the issues are being addressed and that nothing slips through the cracks. Jamerko also says he will ensure everyone's voice is heard. "When I set my mind to it, especially with communication and real estate, I don't stop halfway. I will make sure that promises are fulfilled to the residents," he said. Ward 1 has some of the longest residing residents in the city, and they've invested in their neighborhoods. They want a counselor, and a council, that is working for them and showing results on where their tax-paying dollars are going and the infrastructure that they are investing in Ward 1. Today was the deadline for candidates to register at City Hall. Also running in Ward 1 are Constance Elliott and incumbent Claire Riepma.